I would like to talk to you a little bit more about the self, because a lot of your questions concern themselves with the problem of the self. Well, many have been talking about dissolving the self as the practice of Buddhism. I don't think so. I don't think that the practice of meditation is to dissolve the self. You can dissolve some. You cannot dissolve something that is not there. Right? If the self is not there, why do you have to dissolve it? I think it is a wrong, a false problem. And the false problem has become a problem itself. What has to be dissolved is our wrong views concerning the self. And this is the practice of not only the Buddhist, but also Western psychotherapist. And the insight of non-self is found not only in Buddhism, and it can be found in Western psychotherapy also, to some degree. Well, a number of us used to think that Western psychotherapy deal with issues concerning the self, and Buddhist practices are trying to dissolve the self, and that is why there is a difference between the two. And some of us say that, well, before we can dissolve the self, we have to get a healthy self. All of that come from the misunderstanding of the teaching on no self. To me, the attachment to no self is worse than the attachment to self. Yeah. In a sutra called Ratnakuta Sutra, the Buddha said something very similar. He was talking about emptiness. He said, well, if you are attached to being, it's much better than if you are attached to emptiness. People who are attached to being can be saved easily, but people who are caught by emptiness, it's very hard to be saved, to be helped. So I would like to ask a Buddhist not to think that Western psychotherapists are working on the self to only on the issues concerning the self to make it healthy, true, and Buddhists are working in order to dissolve the self. And I would ask therapists to think the same, but Buddhists are not trying to dissolve the self. And there are those who say that in Buddhism, people who practice do not deal with questions, issues like those issues deal with in the Western psychotherapy, like the problem of low self-esteem. Buddhism does not deal with that. That's not true. In fact, Buddhism deal with low self-esteem and also high self-esteem also. When the meditator looks deeply into things, she will see that if she is there, it is thanks to the pebble, the grass, the dust, the flower, the sky, the air. And without a blade of grass, well, she cannot be there. And therefore she look at a tiny flower, a pebble, and a blade of grass with utmost respect. She can bow to a pebble, she can bow to a piece of dust, because he can see the wonder, the wonderful nature of a piece of dust, of a pebble. I think nuclear physicists look at a piece of dust with much reverence. They know that they don't understand really the nature of a piece of dust. And there are much mystery in a piece of dust to discover, to learn. And therefore, they have that kind of respect. And I think Buddhist meditators have the same kind of attitude, looking at everything, a piece of dust, a pebble, a tiny flower. If they see something in the nature of these things, they should have deep respect, and they should bow to everything. That does not mean that they don't have self-esteem. Why they can bow to a pebble? They realize that they are a Buddha. There is the capacity of understanding, of loving in them. And they do not have the complex that they are a nobody. They know that they are a Buddha to be. And therefore, they are free from low self-esteem and high self-esteem at the same time. Of course, self-affirming thinking is more helpful because you get more confidence, and you are less depressed if you have a tendency of self-affirming thinking. But it is also dangerous because sometimes self-affirming will bring about a self-serving bias, and it will break relationship with other people and other living beings. And therefore, practicing looking deeply in order to know what you are not. What you are not is the illusion of what you are.
This concludes session one of the practice of mindfulness in psychotherapy with Thich Nhat Hanh. Our program continues with session two.